Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! Hello, all you local beaches! Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete! This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next! Friday, everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSt.Pete.com.
.com.
So, what? How are we doing? Did we get... Are we still way too loud? I mean, what are we doing?
I don't know what's going
on. We kind of got in here to the studio a little bit late and didn't get a chance to really adjust... stuff. So
right.
If we're coming across too loud or too soft, I am sorry.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
Yeah. All kinds of technical issues,
right.
But that's okay.
Let's see. We started off the show with a little bit of rock and roll.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, that song is called Rock and Roll, and it's by who? Led Zeppelin.
Yes.
One of my favorites. Anyway, in the studio this evening. Oof.
Yeah.
Across the table from me,
yes,
is my little girl Hannah Claire.
Yep, that's me.
Mm-hmm. You were doing so good with your hair.
I know, I was.
I mean, it seems like last week there was a little bit of something going on with your hair that wasn't quite right.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden today I come home and you've got this rag on your head.
Yes.
You look like some old Jamaican woman.
Yes.
As we sit here this evening right now, you've got, looks like a bundle of bananas on your head.
Yeah.
Looks like you're going to be one of those women that walks around with a whole suitcase full of stuff, you know, on your head.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
What'd you do?
I kind of messed up my hair a bit.
Again.
Yeah. I was doing so good and I got lazy.
Well, when you took the wrap off, I liked the color.
Yeah, the color is fantastic.
It's sort of like a baby duck yellow, but...
Yeah, but the only thing is, it's like an afro because I destroyed it.
Yeah.
I sucked all of the moisture out of it.
Right.
So now it is brindle breaking off and, yeah, is like an afro. So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I guess.
So now you've been soaking your hair in coconut oil.
Coconut oil, yeah. Hoping, praying that my hair might bounce back so
you
I don't
shave
have
it all
to
off.
Cut it.
You know, coconut oil is one of those things where everybody was raving about the good things that coconut oil would do. And
right.
Then it just seems like 2 weeks ago I heard that coconut oil is a no-no.
Yeah, no, it's not as good as you would think.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well,
but
I hope the coconut oil does something for your hair.
Me too. Because
I love the color.
Me
I just
too.
Would like
the
for,
color
you know.
Is like on point now. It's right where I want it to be, but destroyed.
Destroyed. Anyway. All right. Well, that's your story.
That's me.
Yeah.
To Hannah Claire's right is my blushing bride, Stephanie. How are you, my dear?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. You said before the show that you were your brain wasn't working quite right today. You couldn't get anything right, and not adjusted.
No, I don't know. I think it's like the full moon or something, which I don't know. I'll blame it on something.
We stayed up late last night, and I think that has something to do with it. I'm usually in bed... especially this time of year with it being so hot outside, I am almost always in bed before it gets dark outside. So 8:30, 9 o'clock is pushing it for me. I just wear out.
You're
at
so
the end
lame.
Of the day. But last night we were up until about 11:30.
Yes.
And watching that movie, Jack Reacher.
Yes.
On whatever yes. channel that was. You know, it's not a bad movie.
No, the movie was fine. It was yeah. the channel we were watching it on. Oh, yeah. On.
It's, what is that channel where it's like they will show you a minute and a half of the movie and then show you 15 minutes of commercials?
Oh,
is that
FX?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
everybody knows.
That FX. Should be against the law.
It should be.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
That movie is, in its entirety, is maybe, what, mm-hmm. an hour and 50 minutes? It's right. probably not quite 2 hours. And it took, I think, over 3
yeah.
to watch
this movie.
And, you know, because I watch Turner Classic Movies so yeah. much, when they start a movie...
That's it. It just runs until it's
goes.
Done.
It goes. Yeah. You know, there's no potty breaks. Mm-hmm. There's nothing. So I was overly sensitive to the commercials because of that.
You've and been then, spoiled.
Yeah, I have been. And then to watch a movie that starts at 8,
right.
you're going to bed at 11:30.
Well, why do you suppose FX does that? Do you think it's because do they not have enough money to buy enough movies to put on air? So they have to stretch the ones that they do have out?
I don't know.
Kind of.
Maybe, but it's not because they have too many advertisers. Because it's yeah, the same commercials every 10 minutes.
Okay, so it's the same commercials
over and over again.
Yes.
You know,
the usual suspects.
Right, you know, right. So it's not even like they're, you know, 50 different advertisers. Mm-hmm. No, it's the same 3 advertisers. Yeah.
So
anyway.
You started watching the movie at 8, and instead of going to bed by 9:30, 10,
right.
we ended up going to bed
11:30,
quarter to 12.
Yeah, that's,
that's anyway. FX.
Yeah, that's not good for me.
Uh-huh. All right. Also in the studio this evening, to my blushing bride's right, is my boy Tygen. Tygen, how are you?
I am great.
Are you?
Wow,
I always wonder.
Some words.
I always wonder what's going on with people when they say, I'm great.
It's yeah. usually not good.
You know, well, it's like the guy I work with, Larry, you know, he joins me at one of the swimming pools that we have to deal with every morning. And there's this guy that comes and swims early every day. And he asked me, you know, well, how you doing? And I'm like, yeah, I'm all right.
Yeah.
yeah you know, and he asked Larry, and Larry's like, I'm great. And I'll say to the guy, does he look great to you?
You know,
I guess it's all a state of mind. I'm great.
I'm great.
Is that like trying to overcome something? You know,
oh,
you're trying to convince yourself that you're great.
Is. What I like is when, you know, a customer comes in and I'll say, oh, hey, how are you doing? And they're like, or no, they ask me first and I'll be like, oh, I'm doing good. And then I'll ask them and they'll be like, I'm doing well. It's like, Oh, grammar Nazi. I see.
I'm well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm well. It's like, well, I'm good.
Well.
Like, yeah. I'm good. You're well. Great.
Well, better than in my office when I ask someone how they are, I get, you know, a 45 yeah. minute dissertation on the doctor's appointments
right,
and,
yeah.
you know, my bursitis.
My broken hip.
I get those too.
Yeah. You know, oh, I had to have an upper GI and, you know, and it's like, oh.
What's an upper GI?
You know, I don't know.
That doesn't sound cool.
No.
Sounds intensive.
Doesn't yeah. sound like the action
is that, something that we have to look forward like to in our advanced age?
I don't know, but yeah.
An upper GI?
You know, and it's like, oh,
invasive.
I'm...
Yeah,
yeah,
it sounds invasive, right.
Yeah, gross. So, yeah. Stick with the, very, very well, thank you.
Very well, right. thank you. I just,
How
I don't know.
You?
I always find it like, oh.
Ow.
Snooty, you know.
Anyway.
I'm good. You're well.
All right. To round things up here, my name is Mark, and I will be your host for the next hour, 2 hours or so, whatever it is. We got a really big show tonight, and I'm kind of excited about it. We have some, I think we have some fun things to talk about, and we're going to play Stump the Chump a little bit later.
Yes.
What else we have? Oh, you know what?
What?
I want to say before we get too much farther. that, listen, we are sort of a phone call driven show. I mean, you wouldn't know it by the number of calls that we get.
Really?
But we always invite people to give us a call, and you can do that at 727-498-0502. If you want to play along, if you want to talk to us about anything, call that number, 727-498-0502. Here's another thing. You can call that same number if you want to win Joe's money.
Yes.
What, 2 weeks ago, we gave away 100 smackerels just by calling 727-498-0502. Last week, we had a caller. Not so lucky. All you have to do is answer 3 easy questions.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
And you can win Joe's money, $100.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Look, if you don't want to give us a call,
but you want to play along anyway.
Right. You can always tweet us at Marco Radio Show 1. Now, a lot of times we do get tweets throughout the show, and that's always a lot of fun. So we will always accept your tweets, and we will try the best we can to respond to those tweets as quickly as we can.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Try being the keyword.
Right.
Yes.
I think we're pretty good at responding.
What are we trying to do?
Respond to the tweets.
What? Oh,
see? Right. That's I was distracted because I was responding.
Do we have a tweet?
No.
Oh.
No.
All right.
Other issues.
Yes.
So Tuesday was the 4th of July, also known as Independence Day, and the 4th birthday of RadioSt.Pete.com.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
As I scan the studio here,
yes.
I can see that everybody here in the studio survived. I don't see any missing fingers. I don't see any burns.
No.
Anything like that.
Except for Hannah's hair.
Just my hair.
Right.
Was on fire.
Yep.
Yeah, it looks like it.
I think it would probably...
I think it might have been.
I think it would be a little softer if it had actually been burnt.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody's got their digits and no visible burns, so that's a good thing.
Well, of course you do.
Why of course?
Of course, because 4th of July was on a Tuesday.
Yes.
And as I recall you saying, you went to bed about 8:30.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You didn't hear...
I didn't hear a single thing. When I went to bed, I, like, died.
Oh, my God.
I was done.
It was over.
Well, think about it.
I cut
the grass earlier that day. It's hot as hell here. I think the heat index was 115.
You had 2 cheeseburgers.
I had 2 cheeseburgers.
Right. I forgot.
Potato salad.
God knows how many beers.
God knows how many beers. I was ready for bed, man.
And what's crazy
is
other than us, I think every single one of our neighbors had stopped somewhere. I mean, there were firecrackers and bottle rockets.
I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, yeah. All night.
All night long.
I did not hear a thing. No.
And then when you said the next morning, I didn't hear anything. I was like, oh, my God.
Are you kidding?
There were times that the house shook.
Yeah,
I thought we were being invaded.
Truly. I went into such a coma that I'm surprised I didn't have to be revived. The next morning with the, what are those paddles that they put on you?
Jeez.
Step back.
Clear.
Clear, right, clear.
Clear.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this has been a long week.
It has.
I mean, it's hard to believe that Tuesday was the 4th of July. It's hard to believe that that was even part of this week.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been a long, long, hot week.
A long, hot week. Yes. Yeah. Hot.
It's hey. Hot. I'm disappointed, people.
Uh-oh.
I am disappointed. Not with you, per se.
Per se.
Unless you're one of the inconsiderate, littering pigs that goes to the beaches for your 4th of July celebration, and when it's all over, you get up and you leave all your trash. That, to me, is unthinkable.
Yes.
it's the trash and... The tent cities.
The tent cities. People, see, the thing is, the problem with those pop-up tents and things like that is they're so inexpensive that at the end of the day, people are like, screw it. I'm leaving it. Yeah. It would have cost me $20, $30.
Right. Well, and I think
I got my use out of it. I'll get another one next year.
I think a lot of these people, though, based on the way their tent cities look, they're planning. They're here for the week.
Right.
And they're not even. I apparently aren't thinking that anyone would steal it or. I mean, they leave. Everything.
Well, Stephanie, the reason I brought this up, first of all, because you have been walking on the beach every morning.
Yes.
And the day after, July 5th, you came home from that walk and you were so upset.
I was because furious.
Furious because of the way the beach looked. It was like a war zone.
Yes.
Not only did you complain about it, but some of my Facebook friends who are away on vacation. This isn't just isolated to our beaches here in St. Pete. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Apparently, if you go to the beach to enjoy 4th of July, I think a lot of people think it's their right just to leave their crap on the beach.
Right.
Yeah. That's just wrong.
It is.
Absolutely wrong.
Piles of garbage.
How do you expect to go to a beautiful place to enjoy a celebration and then destroy it because you're so lazy?
Right. It's amazing. I mean, the birds were walking around with all kinds of wrappers and I mean, and strewn everywhere. I was appalled.
It makes you wonder how some people are raised.
Well, they're not.
What I guess.
They're not. What does that condo that they're staying in look like? I mean, are they just throwing crap on the floor?
You can remember when I had the carpet and upholstery cleaning business, and I had those accounts with some of the rental agencies here in town, and I would go into some of those condos when people would check out. And the place was just destroyed.
Destroyed.
A lot of people think if I'm going to lay down, $2,000, $2,500 for a week, I can do whatever the hell I want.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to sit on all the furniture in my sandy, wet bathing suit.
Everything's going to be stained. And I'm going to eat my food, not on a plate, but right on the carpet.
Right.
Right on the carpet.
When I finish with this plate of food that's covered in mustard and ketchup, I'm going to smear it on the wall.
Right. I mean, I just... I'm
going to break the mirror for bad luck because I need it.
Smash all the switch plates with hammers.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm a rock star.
I'm going to turn the lights on and off with a hammer. I paid $2,500 to stay here. That's how I'm doing it.
Yeah, America.
Yeah, right. I can't imagine if someone arrived on July 5th. You know, they spent July 4th at home.
Yeah.
And they came down here on July 5th and walked out on the beach.
Right.
I'd be furious.
Oh, my God.
I'd be like, I'm going home.
Well, what if you lived in one of those condos year round?
Ugh.
Or even for 6 months, like a lot of snowbirds do. And now this is your view. Every day you got this beautiful beach. But the day after 4th of July, it looks like a war zone.
Right.
That's crap.
And I just don't understand it. Please pick up after yourself.
I just don't understand the mentality of people that do that. I used to work with this old guy, and I'm not going to mention his name, but this guy was in his 70s, right?
Right.
And he lives in a nice house in a nice neighborhood. This guy used to eat hard candy all day long. I could always tell where he had been at work because there was always a hard candy wrapper.
Right.
On the ground. And he would do it right. I mean, the first time I saw him do it, it was like he opened the candy, put the candy in his mouth, and threw the wrapper right on the ground. And I was like, whoa, what just happened here? Did you grow up in the hood? I mean, what just happened?
Right.
I don't understand that mentality.
Oh,
somebody will get it. Somebody will get it.
Dude, we work
Who's
here.
Who's going to get it?
We're going to have to come back and pick it up.
That crying Indian on the side of the road, is he going to get it? I mean, who's going to get it?
He's tired of making the rounds,
man. I mean, do people just assume that the beaches have these big tractors that are going to come and vacuum all that crap up?
Well, some of the beaches do, like Clearwater Beach.
Right.
Not that people don't leave trash or whatever.
Right.
But Clearwater Beach goes out there with tractors and rakes, and they haul it all. I mean, if you leave your tent city and your chairs and your coolers and your everything. They just haul it all away. It's just gone.
That's the way it should be, I think. Yep. I mean, if you leave it, I think it ought to be a law that, look, you can have your stuff during the day, but at the end of that day, and you go back to your condo, you take all your stuff.
Right.
Every day. You don't leave it out there to mark your spot.
No. And, you know, we get some pretty powerful thunderstorms that roll in off the Gulf.
So now that creates a hazard.
Projectiles.
In a windstorm.
You know, I mean, there are so many reasons. The city of Treasure Island actually fines people $93 if they do that.
Mm. I don't know if that's enough.
No,
I don't think it's enough.
It should be a lot more.
I think it should just disappear.
Yeah.
I think somebody needs to get with all the little beach cities.
Yeah.
And at, you know, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, you go out and you collect all the stuff.
Yeah.
And put it in the, you know, put it all on Craigslist for free.
Yeah.
You know, put it out at the curb. Because somebody may want those things who would actually take care of them.
Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that was, I was talking to somebody today, and they said, this is somebody who was also disappointed. This is a person that walks up and down, my friend Ruben, who walks up and down Indian Rocks Beach on a daily basis. I asked him, I said, well, what was the situation with the beach on July 5th? He says, it's absurd. He says, it's still absurd.
Right.
He says, now, the only good thing that he likes, because he's a little bit of a collector, is that when people leave their stuff, if it's in good shape, he takes it.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, with the amount of stuff that's down there, there was a Yeti cooler. Somebody had their banquet table with the tablecloth on it.
Right.
You know, I mean, strollers, you name it. I mean, if you need something.
Where'd the baby go?
Yeah, right.
Good
you
free
know,
stuff.
Blow up swimming pools. They blow up rafts.
Yeah.
Anchored out in the Gulf.
Yeah, that's crap.
You know, I mean, they're not only littering the beach, they're littering the
water. Well, and then at night, all that stuff that's on the beach, when the tide comes in, it grabs that stuff and sucks it out into the water, and that's not good for the sea life.
Right.
You know.
And, you know, I mean, you can see, I've noticed that there are new, you know, they're roping off the turtle nests.
Yeah.
And you can see where the turtles have, like, gotten into the trash or their food.
Right.
Because I know one spot in particular that was covered in garbage on July 5th.
Yeah.
Yesterday, there was a sea turtle square around it.
Oh, so they made a nest in the trash?
Right.
Oh, come on, man.
You know, that's so they moved the trash out, but that it attracted that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have so many varmints here too.
It's just
it's
sad that people think that that's okay.
Right.
Yep.
You know,
it's
just not right. Just
disrespectful.
Not right. Yep. Anyway, that's my rant on that. I just
I've
been upset about that ever since you came home from your walk on the 5th, and we're so upset. You know, just not right.
It's not
absolutely not right.
We have such beautiful beaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not trash them up.
So here's something.
Hey.
For, I don't know, I guess about a month now, I've kind of let you all know that here in August, toward the end of August, I think it's on the 26th, you and I, Steph, are going to be going up to Richmond to go to my 35th high school reunion.
Okay. Yes.
So for probably the last 3 or 4 months, I've kind of changed my diet.
Yeah.
There was a period of time when I was pretty much eating fast food every day for lunch.
Right.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not good.
It was great for me.
In those days that I came home and had lunch with you, right. But I stopped that. And what I've been eating for lunch now is basically a couple of hard-boiled eggs, an apple, and then some other sort of mixed fruit. And I've sort of adapted to that, and I'm okay with it. It's filling enough. And I actually enjoy the fruit. It's very refreshing, especially on a hot day.
Right.
Well, today...
Uh-oh. Big tip in at the Winn-Dixie?
I broke the chains of those dietary restraints.
Oh.
I went to McDonald's. Guess what I got?
Big Mac.
Quarter pounder with cheese.
No. Did you get the Grand Mac?
No. Earlier in the day, my friend Lori.
Good old Lori.
Came to work with McDonald's breakfast.
Perfect.
And as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh my God, that looks so good.
I'll be
and
right
then
back.
The light bulb comes on and it's like, oh, McDonald's serves breakfast all day now. I'd give my left one for a sausage and egg McMuffin with cheese.
Oh.
So for lunch,
how many did you have?
I boogied on up to McDonald's.
For that sausage.
I handed in my left one, and I left there with two sausage and egg McMuffins and two hash browns.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Now, let me tell you something, everybody.
Let me double down on that.
Let me double down. If you're not aware of this, this whole Egg McMuffin trick. Now, this works for the sausage and egg McMuffin and the regular McMuffin, all right? If you're not putting jelly on it, you're doing yourself a disservice. You've got to put strawberry jelly on those McMuffins.
It is pretty good.
Now, you're probably going to sound at first, you're going to be like, ew, just do it.
Just try it.
You will call me and thank me, and you can call me at 727-498-0502. It's the only way to fly, people. You got to put the jelly on the McMuff.
Your choice, grape or strawberry.
Yeah, that is
well,
it.
Well, you know what's so funny about that?
Right.
Is I did the same thing.
Did you?
Only I got...
You had a McMuff?
I had egg McMuffins, which are a little healthier than the sausage ones.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
And I did...
Still McDonald's.
I purchased two egg McMuffins and, of course, two hash browns. I only ate one of the egg McMuffins, though.
But all of the hash browns.
I will say that they are fantastic.
The bomb.
But they are like so soaked in grease.
And amazing.
Yep. They are amazing.
Because of it.
Yeah. Tell you. I can't be more strong about this. You've got to put the jelly on the McMuff.
Just.
Preferably the strawberry jelly. It just makes a world of difference.
Yes.
Because it's not...
Say ooh now, but the next time you get try it.
It's
You'll
not,
thank me.
It's not unhealthy enough without the strawberry jelly. Yeah. That's so funny, though. No wonder we've been married for so long.
That's right. We get along, girl.
I got some telepathy or something. It was like, ooh, McDonald's. That's
McMuff.
What I want.
Anyway, we should take a break.
All
yes.
Right.
When we come back, I was having a conversation earlier this week about Alaska.
Alaska.
So we're going to kind of cool things down a little bit. It's been so hot here.
Yeah. Right.
I think we'll talk about Alaska for a little bit.
Okay.
Let's see if that works.
I might learn you something.
Maybe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We're going to take a bit of a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about
Alaska.
Alaska.
Alaska. But baby, please come home. Baby, baby, please come home. I'm lost without you, baby. Please come home. You've been gone for so long. Cherry, I swear, oh, I'm lost without you. Baby, baby, please come home. Juliana, Juliana, yeah, but it'll do rara. Juliana, yeah, but it'll do rara. Juliana, yeah, but it'll do. Brap, ma, put, par, do, baby.
Come on.
everybody. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. That was one of our favorite local performers, and I'm sad to say she's probably not going to be local for too much longer because she is just that good. That is Betty Fox.
Yes.
We try to catch Betty Fox as often as we can. More often than not, we catch her down at the Hideaway Cafe, downtown St. Petersburg. It's located on Central Avenue. What a great place to see live music. Now, Betty Fox and Damon Fowler, who will be playing at the halfway point, were at Skipper's Roadhouse. I believe it was last weekend.
Skipper's Smokehouse.
Smokehouse.
Last Saturday.
Can you imagine the two of them together?
Oh.
Oh.
That would have been...
What a show.
Spectacular.
I know that P.W. Fenton went. P.W. Fenton of the Spike on the Mic show that you can catch every Monday evening live here on Radio St. Pete from 7 to 8.
Yes.
P.W. Fenton, man, you got to check him out, man. He's got On This Day in Blues History. You can go to, bluesnet.com and check out all things P.W. Fenton. He's quite a character.
Yes, he is.
He is quite a character.
And
we have not gotten a text from him tonight. He must be out and about.
Well, there's a Rays game
or
tonight.
Or a tweet. Ah, that's right. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later, too. Big, the Boston Red Sox are in town.
Big Rays game tonight.
Yeah.
And I just figured out what part of my technical difficulty is here.
Right.
Now that you've brought up Spike. I have the headphones on that Spike was using, and Spike liked the sound really loud.
Like I do.
Like you do, and I don't.
Oh, so you want me to turn it down?
No, we'll mess with it later, but...
We'll mess with it during the next break.
Yeah. Anyway, I figured that out during the break, that I grabbed the wrong headphones, and it's like, no wonder everything is blowing up my ears.
You're all turned up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow.
All right. Anyway, let's talk about Alaska, shall we?
Yes.
All right.
Do you have some Zappa to put on?
Is Zappa a big Alaska guy?
Are you kidding?
What?
What's Yellow on? Snow?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Who are you?
I always think of that as the frozen tundra. Mile after mile. He took a dog to snow cone. Anyway, so I was talking to my buddy Larry the other day, and he said that a friend of his was on one of those Norwegian cruises up in Alaska.
Ooh.
And he said that what they did, apparently, this particular cruise, you have to fly to Alaska and then get on the boat there.
Well, yeah, I mean, Alaska's in, Canada.
Yeah, but what couldn't you take a fly somewhere else and, cruise to Alaska? Doesn't seem like you would fly to Alaska and cruise in Alaska, right?
Well, from Florida, it would be a long cruise.
Sure. Well, yeah, but you could fly to Los Angeles or somewhere closer to Alaska.
Someplace a little neater.
Yeah. Anyway, so he was talking about his friends. They flew into Alaska a couple days before the cruise because they wanted to do a little sightseeing and that kind of thing. And he was talking about how...
There was nothing to see.
There was nothing to see.
There was trash everywhere.
Except for a lot of daylight.
Oh.
This is that time of year where they have 24/7 daylight.
Oh.
It's so weird out there.
That is so weird. And I was like, I said to Larry, I said, well, I've heard of that, but how long does that last? Larry didn't know.
Right.
So I looked it up, and it seems like it lasts for like a couple of months, around the time of the summer solstice.
Okay.
The summer solstice.
Easy for you
is
to say.
June 20th. So the actual the daylight all day and all night really starts around May 17th.
Oh wow!
And then goes all the way through July 27th.
Wow!
But 24/7 sunlight. I don't know if I could handle that.
You'd be fine.
I'd prefer that over 24/7 darkness.
Well, they have that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have that too. That's on the other side. Now, I didn't get, I was kind of rushed looking that up, so I didn't get to see what time of year that happens. And actually, I think that lasts longer.
Yeah, it's like 30 days or something.
Oh, and 2 months. This is 2 months. So
right.
I think the
it should be equal.
Permadark is, probably is equal. But how does, I don't understand how
what?
That, if we're all rotating the same way. I mean, what's happening here?
Aliens. Why just them?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
It's like, how do you explain this?
Well, I mean, I can kind of, I mean, I looked it up and it says, let's see.
It says it just happens.
Well, here's how it
deal
works.
With it.
Yeah. How do TVs work?
Yeah. Science. It's a guess.
This is what I read, and it says, here's how it works. While the sun actually sets for a brief time, except in a barrow and places along the Arctic Circle, it doesn't drop below the horizon by more than 6 degrees, which means twilight is still occurring in between sunrise and sunset.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
It says, here's an example. In Fairbanks, Alaska, the sunrise on this year's solstice, June 20th, was at 2:59 a.m. That's pretty early.
Wow.
Sunset was at 12:47 a.m. the next day. So for those 2 hours between sunrise and sunset, it's basically dusk because it never actually
goes down
all the way.
Right.
So it's not like it's full on sun all the time.
Right.
I mean, it does, you know,
fluctuate.
Yeah, but it's still light out.
Right. You'd be fine.
That's weird.
That is weird.
You go to bed when it's still light outside.
Well, yeah, but
in the summertime anyway.
Yeah, but that's only because it's been so hot. I mean, I'm used to waking up when it's dark, and that's something I want to talk to you about, because remember last night?
Yes.
Because of an issue at work, I had to go into work at 8:30, and I was expected to stay there till about midnight. Luckily, I got home around a little after 10.
Right.
I said to Steph, I said, look, I'm going to take a little bit of a nap from 7, wake me up at 8.
Right.
I must have gone so dead asleep.
You were.
Because when you woke me up at 8, I was in a panic.
Right.
I thought, because it was light outside, and I looked at the clock, and it said it was like 8:10, I thought I'd missed the whole thing. And I was responsible for going to work and shutting a big section of water off. You know, I thought, oh my God, the county's there.
I'm not fired.
Oh,
he thought he was late for work.
Yeah.
He thought it was 8 o'clock the next morning.
I thought it was 8 o'clock Friday morning. I thought I slept through the whole thing.
You wouldn't have a job to go to.
Yeah, right.
You'd be fine.
You'd be good.
You know, missed his whole 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Out the door. Everything. Anyway, I got him through it. Yeah. No, it's fine. It's fine.
You're good.
Why is it light out?
Well,
the sun hasn't gone down.
Even as I was driving into work at, 8:15, 8:20, I'm like, oh my God, it's really light out here.
What's going on?
I still wasn't convinced.
That's when we normally go to bed.
Right.
You've never seen that hour.
Right.
What is this?
I don't know. I mean, a lot of people in Alaska dig it. You know, they're like, well, think of all the things you can do. But, I mean, don't you get tired? I mean, if you're up all day, I mean, it seems like you got to go to sleep sometime.
Do the stores and stuff
still close at the same time?
I would think so. But can you imagine,
That's lame.
You imagine your neighbor is out there cutting the grass at 11:30 at night?
Yeah, well, I guess it could happen.
Punch him in the head.
Hey, you get arrested for that down here. They think you're trying to hide a body.
Right. I don't know. No, but like I said, you'd be fine. Light out at 8:30. Look how light out it is.
I guess you'd get used
to
it, but I mean, it looks to me like it's only like 60 days you have to deal with that. And then you go into the winter.
Yeah.
It's just dark all the time.
The dark.
That I would not be able to handle. I don't know that I would
be
able
to
stay awake.
It seems like it would get to be a little bit depressing.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, like, what the, do you suppose, like, the suicide rate is higher?
Yeah, it is.
Probably during the dark period, right?
Yeah.
Well, and I,
the Slenderman rate is probably also higher.
I'm not.
The what? The Slenderman rate. Yes. There's a lot of Slendermans in the dark.
Slenderman. Yeah.
I'm not big on being out after dark.
Right.
You never have to worry about it.
Yeah,
it's just kind of creepy.
Spooky.
So I can't imagine, if you worked in an office building like where you had to park in a parking garage.
Right.
Oh, God.
That would freak me out.
Nope.
I mean, here I am 9 o'clock in the morning and I'm freaked out in the parking garage because I'm alone and
it's dark outside.
And it's dark.
Right.
What if you're like a park ranger?
Yeah.
You gotta be in the woods and it's dark forever.
Right? Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be in the woods in the dark. Right. No, forget that.
Yeah, just kidding. It sucks. We're never going.
Yeah. We'll go in the summertime.
Maybe.
We'll try out that all-time daylight thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one of the things we do before every show is we try to have a pre-show dinner. And tonight is no different than any other night. And we went to Applebee's.
Yes.
And this is the brand spanking new Applebee's that is located at our brand spanking new mall, the Seminole City Center,
right here in Little Old Seminole.
Stephanie, what did we get? I know I got some sort of a burger.
You got the mozzarella burger. Mozzarella caprese burger.
What?
Caprese. What?
What'd you call them?
Caprese.
You're anyway, caprese.
Well, I got the three cheese chicken cavatappia. Cavatappia.
Capybara.
Isn't Applebee's an American restaurant? I mean, what are we speaking here?
I and Jack got stir fry.
Yeah, they're all
Mom
over
got
the place.
Something.
Wow.
And we had chicken wonton tacos.
I have not had mine yet, so I don't know. And it's been probably 100 years since I've been to an Applebee's. I think the last Applebee's I went to was in Richmond, Virginia, with Paul and Jenny, and it never fails. Anytime you go out to dinner with Paul and Jenny,
with Paul especially,
the waiter or waitress will always, without fail, spill something on Paul.
Right.
And I remember that was my last visit to Applebee's. Luckily, the Applebee's was not too far from their home.
Yes.
And he was able to, I think it was like tomato soup.
That sucks.
Scalding.
Yeah. On his white shirt.
Right.
It looked like a crime scene.
Or the time that the waiter, and I don't even know what restaurant we were at, but the waiter came up with the big tray with all of our drinks.
Right.
And I tripped right behind Paul.
Yeah.
And they
dumped
all
it on him.
All right down over us.
Right down, down the front. I mean,
I've not ever seen anybody with worse luck
with waiters.
Right.
And he keeps his cool.
And he
always.
Well, he's used to it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, God,
Paul
again.
Paul is
all right.
Cool as ice, smooth as glass, always. Yeah. Very even keel.
Yeah, very cool.
No, it's okay.
We're good.
It's fine.
I'm surprised he doesn't. I know you didn't mean it.
Surprised he doesn't keep a change of clothes in the car.
I mean, for me, I'd be like, hey! Hey, man!
Are you kidding? You're paying for my dinner.
What am I going to do now?
Let's dance, asshole.
You better give me your shirt.
Take it off.
Give me your shirt.
We're trading.
Take it off now.
Give me your name tag, Brian.
I could do this job better.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
That is funny.
No, but the food was very good.
Mm. Yes.
Brand new location.
Me and Jeremy go to Applebee's all the time.
Yeah, sure. Hannah was the guru of what to order.
I know exactly what the whole menu is.
She didn't have to see the menu.
Nah.
We're good.
Nah.
Well, the chicken.
I mean, what are they known for? Are they known for anything? I don't know.
What's the place with the baby back wings?
That's not Applebee's, right?
No, I don't know. They're known for their half price appetizers on Wednesdays.
I like that. I like some finger food.
And the two for 20 deal. Where you get an appetizer and two entrees for $20.
Right.
Can't beat that.
Well, this brand new Applebee's right here at our brand new Seminole City Center. I guess that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it's nice. They have an outdoor area, outdoor seating. And
outdoor Applebee's.
Because I did the curbside to go.
Right.
You pull up into one of the curbside to go parking spaces.
You just start honking.
Yeah.
I'm here, damn it.
Wrap it up, Brian.
Don't spill it. When you order, you tell them the make.
Skate on out here.
You tell them the make and model of your car.
Oh.
So you pull up
and they
come right out with your food and your bill. And
well, what if you've got a really common car?
Well, apparently I do because, and
Brian came out and he's like, "Where are you?
This is
Marco. There's 1,000 white cars in this parking lot."
Now they did a great job, but it was so cute because you know how dark tinted my windows yes. are.
Gangster.
So I see, you know, I see the waitress headed out to the car, and luckily she didn't have any food with her.
Oh, was it Brian?
No. But she had...
Was it Brenda? Brianna?
She had the ticket, you know, so I could pay.
Right.
And she, as she walks up to the car, I put the window down, and she looks and she goes, oh, I'm guessing you're not Doug. And I was like, nope.
No. You are correct.
You should have said, not completely.
Not yet.
Not anymore. Yeah.
Except for that I still had my name tag on from work, and she's like, oh, you're Stephanie. And I'm like, oh, damn thing, take it off.
Damn it.
Been all right. Found out.
But it was funny because when I put the window down, she, you know, I kind of startled her.
She was looking for Doug. Looking for Doug.
Nope.
All right, let's talk about sports, man.
Chip Neeney.
Let's see. My Tampa Bay Rays started a weekend series last night here at the Trop against the first place Boston Red Sox with an impressive 4-0 win. So last night, we beat the Red Sox. We're going to be playing them all weekend, which is kind of cool. Anytime the Red Sox or the Yankees are in town, there's always a good crowd at the game.
Yes.
I wonder, dangerous crowd. Do you suppose Joe B. is listening to our show at the Trop?
Could be.
On his phone?
Could be. On the TuneIn app?
That's cool. I'd like to do that. I'd like to listen to our show.
You can do that whenever you'd like.
Yeah.
With the TuneIn app. You can listen to it at work.
Yeah. It was like, wait a minute. Okay, hold on.
Did you just figure it out?
Hey, the Rays are currently 45-42 and woo-hoo. In third place of the American League all East. Right. The Red Sox, as I mentioned, are in first place of the American League East with a record of 49-37. If you go to the Trop tomorrow to catch the Rays and Red Sox, you're going to walk away. The first 15,000 fans will get a free Evan Longoria Game of Thrones bobblehead.
What?
Yes, I have a picture of it. It's actually pretty cool looking. Pass that around, and you can see that.
We might have to go to a ball game tomorrow.
Get out
to
this game.
First 15,000 fans will get a free Evan Longoria Game of Thrones bobblehead.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. We should have gone earlier. I think it was earlier this month.
Super
not
awesome.
Earlier this month. I think it was last month. Kevin Kiermaier, they had a Star Wars bobblehead, which would have been very cool. I think we need to start collecting bobbleheads.
Yes. Well, we've already got our
what
golden
in the hell?
Golden glove one.
Right.
Billy just hit the gong.
Mm-hmm. If you go to the Trop on Sunday, all kids 14 and under will receive a raised toy truck. Which is kind of cool. I saw a picture of that. I can pass that around, too. It looks like an old-timey truck. It's this little yellow and orange thing there.
Oh, that's neat.
And then after the game, there is a there's a post-game concert, and that is going to be by Lauren Elena.
Cool and a gang.
We're going to get to that.
Oh,
Lauren
cute.
Elena, she was on American Idol season 10. I don't know if she was the winner or not, but she was an American Idolist. Mm-hmm. Go Rays.
Go Rays.
About the Rays. The All-Star game is coming up here soon.
Yes.
And one of our players, Logan Morrison, was selected to be on the All-Star team.
And I think I saw that
Chris Archer was also selected. And I think there was one other person that was selected. But here's the thing about Logan Morrison. Logan Morrison has the second most home runs in the league and was not asked to be in the Home Run Derby.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's a little miffed about it.
I bet.
He said, hey, man.
Hey, man.
What about the catcher of the Yankees, Gary Sanchez? He has 13 home runs, and he's going to be in the Home Run Derby. I mean, it's kind of a crybaby move to call somebody else out.
I mean,
look, if I'm Gary Sanchez, I'm going to be like, Hey, man.
Back off.
I can't help it if they didn't pick you. They picked me. I guess they don't like you.
Yeah, those are my stats.
Maybe because you're a whiny twat.
Yeah.
No. He's a big kid. I wouldn't call him that to his face.
Maybe they thought he would be a ringer.
Well, he's got... I think as of the article that I read, he had 24 home runs, second best in Major League Baseball. We've had several games since then, so chances are he's got even more than 24.
So did the first place guy get invited to the home
run? Oh, I'm sure he did. I don't even know who that is.
Okay.
I didn't read. Look, I told you I skimmed these articles.
Right, right. Okay.
I do not read every word. Don't question. Don't ask.
Okay.
Right. Hey, our Tampa Bay Rowdies finally beat FC Cincinnati 2-0 last night here in town at Owling Stadium. And guess who the post-game concert was, everybody?
Cool and the Gang.
Laura and Elena.
It seems to me that they play every home game concert, don't they? It seems like at least they have for like the last couple of months.
Only in your world, honey.
Cool and the Gang.
If you're a regular listener to the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, I mentioned at least a month and a half ago that Cool and the Gang was going to be playing the post-game concert at the Rowdies, Owling Stadium, about a month and a half ago.
Right.
And I was wrong.
Wrong.
They didn't play. They didn't perform until last night.
Right. Well, and I wonder how late it all went.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there
there a rain delay?
There was a rain delay, right. And I think I saw something on Twitter that they expected to get back on the field at like 10:48 or something.
Oh, and then you've got a post game concert.
I was like,
if I'm Cool
in
the Gang, I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, right.
It's not so cool.
Can we play?
We're
in
not
the
even
gang.
Relevant anymore.
Can we? Yeah.
These kids don't even know who Cool in the Gang is.
Can we play in the press box while the storm's going on? Anyway. But yeah, Cool in the Gang.
Cool in the Gang last night.
Good stuff.
Gave
and
you
then
a Jungle Boogie there.
A month ago.
And then I think there's another Rowdies game.
Well, they don't play here again in town. Not another home game until July 22nd.
I was going to say, I
and
think
that's going to be
22nd.
Against Charleston Battery.
Oh. What?
Is that like the Energizer Bunny?
Battery, kind of like a military.
Oh,
sort of.
Kind of like beating someone up.
Like,
yeah.
Kind of
like
battery.
Assault and battery.
Yeah.
it's the Charleston Assault and Battery, everybody.
Hey, they're
going to whip your ass.
Charleston Battery.
You better run, Rowdies. They're out to get you.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
They're out to get you.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so we are edging very close to our halfway point.
Yes.
And I just want to say how much I really enjoy speaking to you people every Friday evening.
Even if
right
you don't
live,
call us.
Right here live. You don't call us. It's kind of like a one-way conversation.
Yes.
That's okay, though.
We're talking at you. Yeah. We're not talking with you. But if you do want to give us a call, please do so at 727-498-0502. And if you want to win Joe's money.
100 smackerels.
100 smackerels. All you got to do is answer 3 easy questions. Simple. Easy peasy Japanesey. That's it.
It's easy.
All you got to do is call that same number, 727-498-0502.
Yes.
Hey, when we come back from our break, this is our halfway point break.
Yes.
I want to talk about North Korea.
Oh.
Getting crazy.
Oh. Yeah, it's...
It's interesting.
There's some stuff a-brewing.
There's something.
There's some stuff
brewing. There's always something brewing over there. It's kimchi.
Yeah, right.
That's not brewing. That's called rotting.
Yeah, fermenting.
Yeah, fermenting. Gross. Yeah.
It's good, though.
Anyway, let's go ahead and take our break.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll talk about North Korea. We'll also play Stump the Chump, and then we have a couple of other ditties that we'll... bless you with.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. We're blessing people with ditties now.
Right. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We're going to take a little break, and then we will be right back.
We'll do this tune here. It's a Robert Johnson song. You guys can dance if you like to. If you don't, please stay seated. Hot tamales in the red hot, yeah, I got them for sale. Hot tamales in the red hot, I got them for sale.
got one for a nickel, two for a dime. Would say purple, I ain't selling mine. Half the mileage in the red hot, yeah, I got it for sale. Half the mileage in the red hot, yeah, I got it for sale. Half the mileage in the red hot, I got it for sale. Now I got a girl, she's long and tall. Sleeps in the kitchen with the fleece in the hall. Half the mileage in the red hot, yeah, I got it for sale.
Well, I said, my baby.